Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan. Channel Q.
Now, when you think about vasectomies and who are getting them, you might think about only middle-aged men. Well, apparently that may all be changing as more young people are getting vasectomies. Now, why, you may be asking? Joining us to break this down is Alisha Hari Dasani Gupta, a reporter at the New York Times covering gender. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
This is such a wild topic because I never would have in a million years thought about this. I wonder, is this just a trend or do you think this is the beginning of a long-term situation when it comes to what we're seeing? I mean, when we really think about what's been going on when it comes to reproductive rights and Roe v. Wade being overturned, is this actually here to stay?
To be fair, it's very difficult to determine right now whether this is going to be a trend that lasts for months and we are going to see thousands of men getting vasectomies. It's hard to tell. But right now, what it seems like in my conversations with 10 urologists from across the country is that a lot of men, young, child-free men, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, decided that a vasectomy was the best option for them. And this is not men who, you know, went to bed on Thursday not wanting a vasectomy and then woke up on Friday and wanted one. These are men who had been thinking about it for a few years. I think we have seen lots of surveys that show that millennials do not want to have kids. They think it's too expensive. I think there's also climate anxiety wrapped into that. So all of this was compounded by the Supreme Court ruling. That's based on my reporting when I spoke to urologists. So we don't know yet if this is just a sort of knee-jerk reaction or if this is going to carry through for a few months or even a few years.
That's really fascinating. But let's give some context as to the history of vasectomies and where we've been and why it has been in the past, maybe possibly taboo or something that, I guess wasn't talked about and wasn't as popular as it might be now.
Right, of course. So, there's parts of the history that I did not have space to include in the piece. And of course, forced sterilization is a huge part of the history for people of color. So there's always been a real darkness associated with sterilization procedures. But in more recent history, I think the concept of masculinity was one of the reasons that men tended to steer clear of getting a vasectomy. You know, this idea that you are masculine if you can get someone pregnant. And I think that's quite a traditional concept of masculinity. And based on the conversations I had with, millennial men and urologists and sociologists, I think that is starting to change. And that's sort of, there's a greater acceptance of the procedure these days.
Yeah, and I thank you for that history because I think it's really important, especially in the moments that we're in now. There's so many conversations around inflation and the big R word, recession. How much is kind of the worries about the economy impacting folks' decision when it comes to vasectomies?
Right. And, a big part, so as I mentioned, the Supreme Court decision was, I guess, one factor in several factors that men were considering before they were getting a vasectomy. And, some of the urologists I spoke to said this seems like a repeat of 2008 when the Great Recession at that point drove an increase in vasectomies. There was a survey in 2014 that found that the higher the unemployment rate, the more vasectomies per month So it's a really incredible correlation there. And I think it's because not only is it, you know, you're kind of worried about keeping your job, but it's also extremely expensive to have a kid these days. Some surveys have found that the cost of daycare has doubled since the 1990s, if not more than that. And, you know, in some places it can cost more than a mortgage. So if you have student debt and you are looking at another possible economic recession, maybe the math doesn't add up for you and it just makes sense to get a vasectomy.
Yeah, it's not just on those who have a uterus, just saying. Renee.
Well, thank you so much for joining us to break this down. It's so interesting. I'm like really shocked by it. And it all started off by a TikTok video. Alicia, right. Alicia Hari Dasani Gupta, reporter at the New York Times covering gender. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.